Hey, this
Blog
is
Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Donna with Fueled by Intention, and I started my show late. I am so sorry. Good to be back on the air, and today we want to talk about back, as in getting back on track. So, I don't know about you, but a lot of times we get, I do at least, I get, I don't know, all of my attention is taken somewhere else, right? So with my children, grandchildren, parents, family members, work, yada, 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 all wanting all of your time. So how do you get back on track and get back into doing or making your goals and your dreams come true? Well, there are a few things that I've used in the past, and I'd like to share those with you now. So in order to get back on track, you first of all need to know what is it you're getting back to. So say you had what was your goal? What was it that you were, the thing that made you happiest, the thing that was going to make your life fantastic, the dream that you always had? What was that goal that you were working towards before you got sidelined by other parts of our life, which are very important, but we also have to remember that things that we want to do and accomplish in our life are important also. So as an example, I will give you an example from me. I wrote and published a book, and it was hard, but it felt fantastic after it was finished. And I thought that I would never ever write a book. You know, it's pretty daunting task, but I did it. And so I felt, oh, wow, this is fantastic. You know, I finally, reached out and done, you know, accomplished this goal. After a couple of years, I had the want and the desire to write another book. And so I started, and it wasn't as easy this time. I was easier to distract. I was a new grandmother. I was had decided to take a new job, which required more time and learning new skills and kind of being in charge more. So a lot of things got in the way. And so instead of using my weekends for working on the second book, like I had done the first, like I had a mini like boot camp of writing every single weekend with my first book. With this book, it seemed like I had no time. Like there was no boots. There were no boot camps. There was no extra half an hour, extra hour, extra anything. I just had to chalk it up to, hey, whenever you could. Well, more and more, whenever I could, became never, and I put it aside. Now, it was always there, you know, the thought of me doing the second book. I had named it, I had outlined it, you know, I really just needed to, you know, grow on the outline. So a lot of the hard work was already done. Why couldn't I just put away some time? Why, oh, why couldn't I get back on track? Well, I guess it wasn't that important, I thought. You know, everything else is more important. Your grandmother, you know, they're more important. My kids were always my number one priority in my life. And now I had grandchildren, and they're super fantastic, and they need grandmom, and everybody needs me. And it seemed like I had no time for me anymore. I'm sure a lot of you have been through this also. So what I did recently I felt like that gnawing, that guilt, that, oh my gosh, you know, how am I, I'm never going to get finished with this. I started it. How am I going to get back on track? You know, I feel guilty about not accomplishing this. So I thought, how am I going to get back on track? Well, I knew the one thing. I knew the very first thing is I knew what my goal was. I wanted to complete this book. So I had that step done already. So my second step was to make an appointment with myself each week to work on the book. Now, I had made appointments for other things. I had made a hair appointment. I had made an appointment to babysit my grandchildren. I had made an appointment to help my son out. I had made an appointment to take my my parents to the doctor. I had made an appointment for this. I had made an appointment for after work, you know, to do extra work, to stay at work later, to work for somebody else. I put myself second with everything. So I decided to make an appointment and put my, so I actually put it into my phone, you know, Saturdays from 9 to 3, that is my writing time, and I'm going to stick with that. So that was great. So I found out what the goal was. I made my appointment with myself, and the next thing to do was to keep that appointment. That is the hardest part, I must say. If you have let things go, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Things just creep up and you just want to go back into that mode of, well, you know, I guess I 9 to 3, that's a long time. I could just do this first, or maybe let my son out and watch the kids till 1, and then I could write I won't get home till 2, so I'll just write from 2 to 3. Well, I don't know about you, but I cannot just write on demand. I have got to have some preparation. I've got to, go over my different chapters. I've got to go through my outline. So that didn't work. So what I did is I decided to, in every time that there was something else that came up that was during my time period, which I made an appointment for myself for my goal, I would go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, no, I can't do that up my writing. I have to think that my wants and needs and goals are important. And then I, 4, will feel fulfilled. How does that sound? So you think you can put this into a workable plan to get yourself back on track? First of all, decide and write down what the goal is. 2, with yourself that you cannot break. 3, keep that appointment no matter what. And 4, accomplish and start towards that goal no matter how small the step it is, and you will feel fulfilled. Anybody have any questions, you can email me at donna.clark123@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I would love to get email from you and see how I can help you, what kind of subjects you'd like to talk about. And side note, the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins, fantastic book. I totally recommend that. I am obsessed with Mel Robbins. I've listened to all of her audiobooks, and I'm listening to the 5-second rule again on my way to work every day, and it's making a world of difference in my life so that I can 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch myself into what is important, launching myself into actions for my goals and towards feeling fulfilled. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I do appreciate any comments that you have, if you'd like to email me at donna.clark123@gmail.com, or you can check my Facebook page at fueledbyintention.com. Fueled by Intention is my Facebook. And I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, like the Facebook page, excuse moi, and you'll get some good advice every day. So have a great, fantastic week. I'm going to be doing this every week, and I hope that you will join me. Thank you so much.